choose. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The Good News in Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Hi folks, tune in every Saturday at 11 a.m. for the Relive Lifestyles program. This is David Leeds. If you're sick and tired of feeling sick and tired and want a lifestyle you have been dreaming of, let Eileen and I share with you how Relive has changed the lives of many people. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. and hear testimonies of people that have found Relive to be the answer. For more information, we are available at 1-888-871-8734.
Hey Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional here on the Treasure Coast. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Myers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Hi, my name is Manny Rivera. I'm the lead pastor of Impact Church in Miami, Florida. At the beginning of this summer, God has smiled on us by visiting us with His presence in a powerful way. We've seen miracles of healing and signs and wonders. By our Lord's instructions, we began having meetings called power gatherings. These power gatherings are meetings where churches come together in the spirit of unity and contend for the supernatural. Hundreds of people have been baptized in the Holy Spirit, and through them, hundreds of miracles, signs, and wonders have occurred. We've seen from cancer disappearing to deaf ears opening and physical scars disappearing. On November the 2nd at 6 p.m., a power gathering is coming to the great city of Fort Pierce. We will be hosted by Truth Church, pastored by Jason and Kim Bumgardner. I hope to see you there.
Hey guys, it's Pastor Jason. I hope you can make it to this next power gathering. Truth Church is located at 3891 Edwards Road. For more information, you can call us at 772-461-8555 or check us out on the web at mytruthchurch.com.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
We were going to, where were we going over there? Pahokee. We were going to Pahokee, and we were driving down past Lake Okeechobee around the bottom of the southeast corner. Nothing but sugarcane fields everywhere. But the smell of the muck, I mean, it was like a sewer backed up for miles. I mean, you just like, and you think, sugarcane grows? How can something so sweet come out of something so nasty? Come on, y'all know what I'm talking about? And the sugarcane just stands in this muck. I mean, it grows right in this mud that's like, I mean, you can't walk in it. You sink 3 or 4 feet down in it. It's so muddy. But it just grows in there. Listen to me. It has the ability to stand in an unstable environment, in a stinky environment, in a nasty environment. And everything that it's standing in is like compost. It's dung. Manure. It's just growing up out of that. I shared this with you before, but I'll share it with some of y'all for the sake of y'all that haven't never heard this. There was a bird that was a little bit late in leaving from up north to fly south. And as he was flying, it had gotten so cold that his wings kind of froze. And he just dropped out of the sky like a rock. And he fell right down frozen solid into a cow pasture. And he was laying there looking through the ice going, I can't believe this is how I'm going to go out. Could things get any worse? About that time, a big old dairy cow walked over and dropped a cow patty on him the size of a saucer plate. And the bird is frozen, laying in the cow dung, in the cow patty, and he's thinking, I guess things can get worse. And as he's laying there, one of the things that he realizes is that the dung is very warm. And he's beginning to defrost. And he begins to move one little wing, and then he begins to move the other little wing, and he breaks through the ice, and he's so excited, he pops his head up out of the top of the cow patty, and he starts to sing a song. And as he sings a song, there's a cat over on the fence post that sees his head pop up, runs down there, scoops him up out of the cow pie, and gobbles him up and eats him. Pastor, what are you talking about? Two things. Not everybody that poops on you is your enemy. And not everybody that pulls you out of the poop is your friend. Listen. Not everybody that dumps on you is your enemy. I mean, understand, sometimes God's using them to mold something in your life. The problem is we spend a lot of time cursing the people that dump on us rather than recognizing God that might be using them to compound our life and turn us into something better than what we were. So we spend the majority of our day complaining about the people that God's put in our life, that where it says iron sharpens iron, you're like sandpaper with somebody, so you avoid them when you see them, you walk to the other side of the church. No, don't do that. Go hug them. God's using them in your life to compound you. You're the one that prayed and asked God to change you. Don't resist the change. Oh my God, I ain't got no help. How many of you know that a lot of the culture or the society during the Bible centered around agriculture? Amen? You couldn't just go to the Home Depot and buy fertilizer back then. Isn't that right? They fertilized fields with the stuff that came out of their barns. They took it out there and threw it in the field. This is what Paul said. Paul said this. He said, I have a desire to apprehend him, the one who has apprehended me. That's my heart's desire. I want to grab a hold of the God who has taken a hold of me. So here's what I do. I take all the things that are good, and I take all the things that have been bad in my life, and I count them all as poop. That's what he said. He actually used a stronger word than that we won't say in church. The Greek word is skubala. Translated, we can't translate it. Let's just say some of us that haven't been saved very long, it's still in our vocabulary. Come on, somebody. He says, I count it all dung. All my successes, all my failures, I count it all dung. I mean, dung is another word for manure. It's another word for fertilizer. Come on, why? Why did he count his successes and failures as manure? Because he knew that those two things are fertilizing the real seed that's in his life. Those two things are fertilizing the dream that God's put on the inside of him. Those two things, his successes and his failures, his offenses and his regrets, his achievements and his honors, they are fertilizing the promise of God in him. Come on, somebody. And God is using the things of his life, successes and failures, to make him into what God intended him to be. That's why I want to challenge you. Don't resist the people that get under your skin. Embrace them. Oh, my God. So the next time somebody dumps on you, walk up to them. Say, thank you for fertilizing my dream. I might be some sugar cane, but I'm about to stand up in something that I ought to be falling over in. Thank you for fertilizing my promise. Thank you for causing me to be a better man or a better woman. Thank you for being right there. Because God's using the challenge that you bring to my life to make me into what I ought to be. Stop running from it. Come on, somebody. They tell you they ain't going to help you? Say, thank you for fertilizing my dream. Don't you love it when you ask somebody for help and they go, no, I'm too busy. Just look at them and say, thank you for fertilizing my dream. Woo, you ought to be excited. Jesus, help us. Thank you, because it's producing in me what I wasn't there previously, obviously. Woo. It don't smell good right now, but when I bloom, watch out. And don't worry about falling over in the manure. Don't worry about falling over. Paul said, every man must stand and fall before his master, and stand he shall, for the Lord is able to make you stand. Come on. The Lord is able to make you stand. I mean, we just sing the song about how God pulled our feet up out of the miry clay and put us on a rock to stay. I mean, Jesus is the rock. I don't care what the circumstances of your life is, as long as you are on the foundation of the solid rock of Jesus. I don't care who poops on you. Come on, amen. Whew. He finally comes along with the last one, and he says, cassia. Cassia was literally a plant that would cling. Somebody say cling. We sang about that this morning too, didn't we? I didn't talk to Justin at all about what we're doing for songs. I just sit there sometimes amazed at how the Holy Spirit does it. That's just another thing the Holy Ghost does. I'll cling. I'll never let you go. Didn't we sing that? I'll never let you go. Cassia clings. It means to cling. Somebody say cling. It's talking about that when we come to places in our life where we've learned to cling to Him in the midst of the affairs of our life. Where we just say, oh, Jesus, I'm going to hold on to you. I ain't about to let you go this time. I ain't about to take matters into my own hands. I ain't about to do this on my own. I'm clinging to you, Jesus. But you know what? How easily we let go sometimes, don't we? How easily we let go and how easily we let a bad day rob us of our joy. It's amazing to me that we have within us the capacity to be so upset over what one person says or does that it ruins our whole day. Our whole day. Amen? How quickly we let an unexpected bill frustrate us. You're all happy and everything. I'm going to go check the mail. Check the mail and you open that thing up and throw it. What in the world is this? They overcharged me again. A bunch of thieves. Why do we got to live in Fort Pierce? We need to move where they got FP&L. This FPUNA is terrible. Upset. Ruined the whole day. It's because we quit clinging to Him. We quit clinging to Him. Remember Jacob? The Lord tried to get Jacob's attention. The Bible says the Lord wrestled with him all night. Wrestled with Jacob all night. And from the leading of the text, Jacob was resisting the Lord all night. Back and forth, back and forth. God was trying to put His hands on him, and Jacob was saying, He was saying to Jacob, I got a plan for you, but Jacob kept resisting the Lord. Watch this. The Bible says, there wrestled with Jacob the angel of the Lord. Watch this. Until daybreak. What are you saying, Pastor? At daybreak, the angel of the Lord turned to leave. In other words, God never runs out of time, but you do. Let me try that again. God never runs out of time, but you do. We live within the confines of time. Our life here on earth is measured every day in minutes and seconds. We've all aged here this morning. Out of the three things that God has ordained of our lives to steward, treasure, talent, and time. Time is the only one of the three that's not renewable. It's redeemable, but it's not renewable. You lose all your money, you can get more money. If nobody needs your skill, you can learn a new skill. But if you run out of time, you ain't got no more time. Come on, somebody. You don't have forever. And when he keeps dealing with your heart about things that he wants to change, and he keeps dealing with you about things that he wants to fashion on the inside of you, and you keep resisting him all night, how many of you know there comes a daybreak in your life? There comes a daybreak in your life when the Lord says, I'll leave you alone. And he'll turn to leave. Amen. Watch this, watch this. The Bible says when he turns to leave, Jacob realizes, wait a minute. If I'm really going to be what God wants me to be, I'll never get there by being a resistor. I'll never get there by doing things my own way. I'll never get there by being a complainer. I'll never get in there by judging the people that God's put over me. I'll never get there by being a gossiper. Amen? I'll only get there by being a clinger, by holding on. And he reaches up and he grabs the angel of the Lord and he says, I will not let you go. I won't let you go. I won't let you go until you bless me. You got to bless me. See, it's one thing for in the middle of a bunch of trouble of your life for God to say, I'll never let you go. Because he won't. Nothing can remove you from the love of God. Nothing can take you out of the palm of your daddy's hand. God will never let you go. But it's another thing that when we're being processed and we're walking through the steps of faith for us to say, you know what, God? I'm not going to let you go in the middle of this wilderness. I won't forget you. I won't leave you out of my decision process. I will not let you go until the blessing resides on me. Until I'm touched. Until I'm touched by your power. God, I'm holding on. Ladies and gentlemen, the real issue in the body of Christ is not whether or not we can trust God. We seem to make that the issue all the time, though, don't we? God, are you really there for me? God, can I really trust you? But ladies and gentlemen, that's really not the issue. The real issue is whether or not God can trust you. Can he count on you? Can he put a blessing on your life and see the faithfulness and the dream and the promise of your life come to pass? Come on, amen. That no matter what happens in your life, you still come through the doors with a praise on your lips and a song in your heart and the joy of the Lord overflowing out of your life in the midst of anything that comes at you. You walk in that kind of a joy. Amen. You're still able to get in here and worship God with an open spirit and worship God with your hands stretched high and be expressive before God. Instead of standing there with your mind reeling about what everybody's done and everything that you've been through this week and everything that's happened and just tuning out what God wants to do in you. Come on, amen. The Bible says that when God has tried you, you will come forth like pure gold. I mean, he's talking about value there. You're valuable to yourself and you're valuable to him. That's an awesome thing. God, I can't live without you. Father, I need you. I don't know what you're doing in my life right now. I don't understand everything. But I trust you. And I want you to be able to trust me. I take my life and I put it on the everlasting arms of God today. Come on, that's got to be the prayer of our heart, ladies and gentlemen. It's got to be the prayer of our heart. Watch this. Watch this. He said, okay, you really won't change? You really want this impact? And he touches him at his hip. At his hip joint. Anybody that's ever worked out realizes that the strength of a man is not in his arms, it's not in his back. It's in his hip. Hip. Your hip makes the difference of whether or not you can have a good quality of life when you get old. That's why so many people get hip replacement. You can have a strong back and have no hip and not walk. Come on. Physically, the strength of a man is in his hip. We know that through biology, don't we? Come on. It causes us to be able to get under a load and lift it up. And the Bible says that God hit him at a place of his greatest strength until he crippled him. But touched him at the place of his greatest strength until he crippled him. And Jacob walked out of there that day, and the rest of his life he walked with a limp. He walked with a limp. Now those people that were watching, it looked like Jacob had come to a place of great defeat. It looked like his life got worse. By all appearances, it looked like God was leaving him behind and injuring him and leaving him hurt. But what they didn't understand was that Jacob had left that place walking in victory. He wasn't walking the same, but he was walking in victory. It brought him to a place of victory, a place of being a prince, a place of being the person that can fulfill the call of God on his life, a place of being the father of a nation. God touched him, and what appeared to be defeat was really victory. Listen to me. I'm going to wrap this up right now. Don't you let people's opinion make you quit clinging to God. Don't you dare let what people think of you or say about you cause you to walk away from God, cause you to quit clinging to Him. You just need to realize that it's just another part of the compounding. And God is compounding your life and turning you into a sweet aroma. And He's the perfect chemist to do it. We just can't resist Him. How many of you this morning would just say that you're willing to let God compound your life? Let's just go to the Lord right now and pray. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Father, right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we've all at one time or another prayed this prayer. God, use us. Take our lives. Make it into what you want it to be. Mold us, shape us, compound us. Lord, our heart's desire is to fulfill the will that you have for us. And Lord, everybody at one time or another has sat back and going, why God, why God? Lord, today we recognize by revelation of your word that everything in our life, the things that cause us not to cling, the successes and the failures, the bitter places of our life, the sweet places of our life, God, that you use them all to fulfill and answer that prayer that we've prayed and compound us into your will. So Lord, right now we thank you for the compounding. We thank you that you love us so much and you're the most skilled chemist, that you can make us into whatever you want us to be as long as we're willing. So ladies and gentlemen, if that's you this morning, just say this right now. Say, I'm willing. Take my life. Come on, say it with me. Take my life. I belong to you, Jesus. Work your purposes in me. Have your way in me. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner.
We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
Well, friends, our time's 11:28. We just wanted to break in here and remind everyone that today is the final registration deadline for our trip to Israel. If you've been thinking about going and you want to be a part of our next trip to Israel coming up in February of 2015, well, today's the day, and this is the final registration deadline. If you'd like to go, you need to call us here at the station right away at 888-221-8990. The information about our trip is on the website, WCNO.com. You can go to the news page and read all about the trip. But today's the final day to register. If you want to go to Israel and you've never been before, you don't want to miss this trip. So read about it online at our website, WCNO.com. Go to the news page. And if you'd like to register, we still have seats available, and you still have a little bit of time left because today is the final day for registration. The number here at the station, once again, 888-221-8990.